Friends who give you hope. Welcome to the Chimi Chui podcast, and this is Daily Hope. Now, I just want to talk about friendship today. There are all kinds of friends that we have. There are people who we have known from the past. There are people we have met and they sound interesting. And then there are those friends who've really stuck out with us through the different seasons of life. And interestingly, I mean, there are friends who we may not even speak to as often, but whenever we speak, there's a certain richness in our conversation, in our engagement, in our interaction. So I want to talk about all these flavors of friends. I will not exhaust everything. As you all know, the topic of friendship is a big one. But friends are life. Friends are freedom. Friends are hope. I'm going to speak specifically about friends who give us hope. Friends who give me hope. Now, I think about those friends who are there. They're there to celebrate good times with you, cutting cakes, anniversaries, celebrations, graduations. Those are beautiful and amazing friends. I call them the friends of summer. Those are great to have. And then there are those friends in the in-betweens and the points of transition when you're navigating through life, through uncertainty. Those are autumn friends, or as the Americans would call it, fall friends, when you're slowly leaves are slowly beginning to fall off and, you know, you're going through transition, you're in periods of uncertainty. They're there to kind of cheer you on and say, hey, keep your head up, go straight on. Because it's the in-betweens, you know, you're not in summer, neither are you in winter, you're in the in-betweens, you're in autumn, you're in transition. And then my favorite kind of friends are the friends of winter. You know, when it's chilly to the bone, as it is right now in the southern hemisphere, when it's biting. You know, when it's not fun, when it's not easy, when you have to climb hills and mountains, or even worse, when you have to camp in valleys and you're not sure of yourself, when you're facing battles, when you're on the front line, when you're in the back of a desert, as Moses found himself at a certain point in time. Oh God, ask and pray that you have winter friends. People will stick it out with you through the chills of winter, through difficulty, through pain, through challenge, you know, through those moments of trial and testing. Winter friends, they're not many. I guess it's God's own way that they should not be many, because not so many are able to bear the challenges of a winter season. The challenges when it's freezing. The challenges when you're facing frontiers which are difficult. The challenges when you're confronting hard truths, perhaps, about yourself and maybe about your world. You know, friends who will allow you to stand up to injustice. Friends who will help you and cheer you on and believe in you and tell you that you are capable, that you are able to rise up to the occasion, that you are able to surmount the challenge, that you are more than enough and you have enough within you, in your fuel tank, to be able to go through. I remember once a friend telling me, go through it, through a difficult season. It had something to do with the navigation of career. And it's like, friend, go through it. I've never forgotten those words. You know, and one who challenged me to say, look at the patterns in your life. What are those things that keep coming back again and again? What do you need to learn from them? Not only good, but also bad. You know, not only the negatives, but also the positives. What do you really need to learn? Where do you need to grow? But importantly, you know, saying, hey, if you're going to war, you need those friends. Winter friends, people who will stand with you, who will be your armor bearers, who will rise to the occasion. I think of Jonathan to a David. He would say, look, I'm going to give you my armor. I'm going to stand up for you. I'm going to give you a signal that, hey, when the spear comes this way, you need to position yourself so that you're not harmed. When a dart is thrown this way, you know, I'm going to give you a signal so that you're protected. You know, you need those friends. I have a few of those, and I'm really grateful that, in fact, one of them, yesterday I saw them, and they have always been friends who really have risen to the occasion. Funny enough, we've stood out for each other, and in difficult seasons, and, you know, they've prevailed, they have prayed with me, they have trusted God for big things in life, beyond just dreams, but really destiny things, you know, and they have really, really been giants in my own life, and I thank God for them. They are not many. If you're lucky to have three, or even more, in fact, three or even one, then you're really most blessed in this life. And I think winter friends are as good as it gets. And then we have beautiful flowery spring, you know, as the happy seasons begin to launch again, because our lives are not one-dimensional. They are not one season. Thank God for those friends, because they are there. They bring flowers, they bring laughter, they bring joy, they bring lightness, they bring warmth. We need all those kinds of friends. You know, winter friends, summer friends, autumn friends, and spring friends. So I want to ask you today, what kind of friends do you have? And importantly, what kind of friend are you to the different people in your community, people, different people around you? You know, and hey, spread cheer, hope and laughter. And I hope you absolutely brighten somebody's day, or actually, you know, just be that person who brings light into the room when there's darkness, or brings hope when there's discouragement. You're that person who brings hope, 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 friends. To you, my friends, I cherish you and I celebrate you, even in this lean season as we go through COVID and other challenges that we face in our world. Be a great friend. Be a good friend. Be a friend of a friend. Be a great, amazing, true friend. Be a champion of hope. Wishing you an amazing day. This has been Daily Hope with Tim. Have a wonderful day. God bless.